USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A lawyer for Hillary Clinton's failed presidential campaign has been indicted by a grand jury for lying to the FBI. Michael Sussman will be in court Friday to answer to the charges. There's been a major surge of illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border Thursday. Border Patrol officials saying the thousands of souls getting through the non-fenced border are mostly Haitians, Cubans, Venezuelans, and Nicaraguans. Authorities arrested more than 195,000 at the Mexico border in August. Opponents of President Biden's open border policy say his policies have encouraged illegal immigration from around the world. The Federal Reserve is reviewing the ethics policies that govern financial holdings and activities of its senior officials in the wake of recent disclosures that two regional Fed presidents engaged in extensive trading last year. Robert Kaplan, president of the Dallas Federal Reserve Bank, and Eric Rosengren, president of the Boston Fed, have pledged to divest holdings. USA Radio News.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
President Trump called the Russia collusion a witch hunt, and it looks like he was right. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The special prosecutor probing the origins of the federal investigation into ties between the Trump campaign and Russia, John Durham, has charged Washington lawyer Michael Sussman with lying to the FBI during the early stages of the inquiry. Sussman, who worked as an attorney for the Hillary Clinton campaign, is accused in a grand jury indictment returned Thursday of a single felony count of making a false statement during a September 2016 meeting with FBI General Counsel James Baker.
Lawyer Alex Murdaugh surrendered Thursday to face insurance fraud and other charges after state police says he arranged to have himself shot dead so his son could get a $10 million life insurance payout. The shooter, Curtis Edward Smith, only grazed him. The killing of Murdaugh's wife, Maggie, and their son, Paul, in June remains unsolved. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Mainstream media continues to bash the unvaccinated in America. Don Lemon on CNN.
I think we have to stop coddling people when it comes to this and the vaccine, saying, oh, you can't shame them. You can't call them stupid. You can't call them silly. Yes, they are. The people who are not getting vaccines, who are believing the lies on the internet instead of science, it's time to start shaming them. What else? Or leave them behind.
Journalist from The Hill, Joe Concha on Fox News, says this rhetoric does nothing but divide Americans.
The irony of Don Lemon saying this to Chris Cuomo, you know, the guy who faked his own quarantine, got into a verbal confrontation with some 60-something-year-old man while the anchor was sick and shedding the virus, is lost on no one, believe me. But this is what Don Lemon does best. He divides people against each other in the most pious terms possible. And as an African-American, he should also report, or at least realize, that when broken down by race, we're talking about vaccine hesitancy, the highest is among African-Americans. Something like 30% of African-Americans in New York, for example, are vaccinated. That's it, right? And you compare that to Asians, where in that particular race, it's almost 70%. Whites is around above 50%. So this isn't the own on dumb Southerners, I guess is what Don Lemon is targeting here, that he thinks it is. Because, as you said, there are many reasons why people are hesitant, or maybe because they think they already have the antibodies to fight this disease better than the vaccine. Either way, you don't get people to get vaccinated by shaming them.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.